نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله سبحانه وتعالى through his infinite mercy and kindness has granted us this great bounty which is called time. Whatever anyone has achieved in this world, it is by valuing and utilizing this bounty granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the worldly perspective or from the deeni perspective, whomsoever has achieved anything, it was only by valuing this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time, its feature is such that it cannot be stored anyway. It cannot be frozen. So you have the ice which is melting, and if it melts, it is wasted. But to prevent it from melting, you can put it in the freezer. And once you put it in the freezer, you have stored it in a place where it will not melt. As far as time is concerned, it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is no way of storing it anywhere. Whether you use it in fruitful activity or whether you use it in futile activity, it is just passing. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Ho rahi hai umr misle barf kam. Like the ice, the life is melting. The life is decreasing like the ice. Chupke chupke silently, without making any noise, without letting anybody know that I am decreasing, I am melting away. Chupke chupke, rafta rafta, slowly slowly, dam badam, breath by breath, second by second. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahimahullah ta'ala say that I learned a very important lesson after observing a lolly man. I can remember when I was in India in my childhood, poor people, working class people, they would go and buy large chunks of ice, large chunks of frozen ice. And they would wrap that ice up in a sackcloth to try and prevent it from melting very quickly, because it's a hot country and it is during the summer months that they are able to sell whatever they want to. So large chunks of ice, 10 chunks, 20 chunks. So they will buy it from the ice store and they will crush that ice and they will make a bowl of ice bowl, and they will sprinkle some syrup on it, so it becomes a lolly. It's like a lolly. So you buy that and you suck it just like you would with a lolly. So in childhood we would go to this lolly man who is selling these bowls of crushed ice, and sprinkled upon it was syrup of maybe one flavor only. And we would, now he is a poor person, he is a working class person, he cannot afford to buy a freezer. So he would bring these chunks of ice on a cart, he would crush it, he would make small bowls, he would sprinkle the syrup, and he would sell for 50 paisa, 20 paisa. And the poor people in the village, their children, they would enjoy these ice bowls. Now he starts selling his ice bowls at around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the afternoon. And he needs to finish by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening. And daily he has enough money only to buy these ice chunks, big, large chunks of ice. That is his asset. So he goes in the morning with 100 rupees, he would buy chunks of ice, he would go from village to village, sell ice bowls, and he will make a profit of 50 rupees. And with that 50 rupees, he would buy something for his family and he would feed his family. And he would save the 100 rupees. The following day he would go again and buy those ice chunks. And this cycle continues throughout the summer. Now if the ice chunks melts before he is able to sell it, he will not be able to make a profit of 50 rupees. And if it melts quickly, if he does not get customers quickly, then he might even lose part of the 100 rupees. And if he loses part of that 100 rupee, then he will not be able to buy the same quantity of ice chunks the following day. Now you can imagine his situation. After buying the ice chunks, what his situation, what the inner feeling will be. When he's selling, he wants people to come quickly and buy from him before it melts. Because as far as he is concerned, the melting of the ice chunks is his asset melting. And the meaning of his asset melting is his life and the life of his whole family melting. He will not be able to sustain the family. So Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi says that one day I left in the afternoon around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, when it was scorching hot, June, July in India, and people were not coming out of their homes, and the ice bowl seller, the lolly man, he was not getting any customers, and slowly, slowly the ice was melting away. And he said that when his gaze fell on me, or when his gaze fell on an individual who had to come out of his home in emergency, it was extremely hot. He said he would plead to him. And he would say, please, please buy something from me before it melts. Please buy something from me before it melts. So Shah Abdul Karim Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi says that when I observed him beseeching people that please buy something from me before it melts, please save my asset. Please save my asset. So he said that it struck me that is it not the same with us? Is our case not the same? That second by second, the asset of our life is melting away, through which we were supposed to acquire the sustenance of the hereafter. And our moments of life are just melting away, melting away, melting away without we even realizing. Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi says that I thought to myself that our condition should be just like the condition of this person. That before my life melts away, who knows, I could be in my last 24 hours, I could be in my last 48 hours, I could be in my last week, I could be in my last month, I could be in my last year. lot of people come with lot of problems and they find themselves experiencing depression, anxiety regarding a certain situation they are in, and something may happen after a month, after 2 months. Operation is going to take place, a very big operation, major operation. When? In December. A big operation, major operation will take place in January. I have a court case in December, in January, in 6 months. So I say to them that you may not live till then. So as far as this predicament that you are in is concerned, it may take place, it may not take place. But as far as departing from this world and standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, it is definite, it is definitely going to take place. So why are you so much concerned about something that may take place, that may not take place, and you are not concerned about those things which are definitely going to take place? So at the moment, just say to yourself that why should I worry so much about something that may not take place? I may not live to see the court. I may not live to see the operation theater. This life, my friends, this life has no guarantee. Has no guarantee. So what we need to do is we need to utilize each and every second of our lives. The first thing we need to make sure is that we do not use the valuable moments of our lives in anything that is harmful to us in the hereafter. We should never do anything that is the worst way of spending our lives, by spending them in those things which bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which bring the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Backbiting, spending these precious moments in backbiting for half an hour, 15 minutes, slandering, lying, teasing somebody and causing hurt, oppression. So this is the first thing we need to do. I will not use these valuable moments of my life in doing anything that will bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will harm my akhirat. And number two, I will also not do anything which will bring harm in this world. We are wasting precious moments of this life in not doing anything impermissible. It's permissible. But at the same time, we are not making preparations for the examinations. So what we are doing may not bring harm in the hereafter, but it will bring harm in this world. We will fail the examination. So we should not spend our precious moments. We should not spend precious moments of our life in doing those things which will bring harm into this world. Before doing anything, ask yourself this question. Is what I am about to do going to harm my akhirah? Is it going to bring profit in my akhirah or harm? If it is going to bring profit in the akhirah, carry on. If it is going to bring harm to the akhirah, stop. Is what I am about to do going to bring me profit in this world, harm in this world? If it is going to bring harm in this world, stop. If it is going to bring profit in this world, then the second question should be that it will bring me profit in this world. Is it going to bring me profit in the akhirat or harm in the akhirat? If it is harm, you should stop. If it is profit, you should carry on. We need to utilize each and every moment of our lives. And the best way of utilizing the moments of our lives is to make a good timetable for ourselves, productive timetable. Make a good timetable and follow that timetable strictly. أَعْتِقُلْ لَذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. In that timetable, make sure that you give everything its due right, even your nafs. Give your nafs its due right also. The nafs needs to relax, the nafs needs to sleep, the nafs needs to eat, the nafs needs to enjoy a joke here and there as well. So don't be too strict on the nafs. It's like disciplining the child. When a parent disciplines the child, if it is so strict, then in the 24 hours there is no enjoyment whatsoever for the child. The child will get bored, it will become stubborn, and it will not be prepared to do anything afterwards. So what do the parents do? They take work from the child as well, but at the same time they make life enjoyable for the child. They give incentive to the child. It's only 1 hour of studying, and after that you can go outside and play. It's 2 hours, then you can go outside and play. 2 months hard work, examination is coming, and then I'm going to take you for a holiday. That is how we behave with our nafs. So, آتِكُ الَّذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. Give everything its due right. Our friends, our families, our wives, our children, our parents, ourselves. We all have rights. Everything has right upon us. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will utilize each and every moment in doing those things which are profitable either in this world or the hereafter. But we will make sure that we will not do anything which is harmful in the hereafter. And those people who do not value the moments of their lives, they will not only regret in the hereafter, they will have regrets in this very world. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will value every moment of our lives. We will not waste time. We will not sit in those gatherings where gossip takes place for 1 hour, 2 hours, and after 1 hour, 2 hours, nothing. We are left with nothing. Listening to football commentary for 90 minutes, and after 90 minutes, nothing. Watching football for 90 minutes, after 90 minutes, nothing. And people get so obsessed that they spend hours and hours before the football season is over. If they count the number of minutes, number of hours they have wasted, they would have wasted days, because minutes make hours, hours makes days. And what was the profit? What have you achieved? Nothing. Nothing as far as the hereafter is concerned. Nothing here as far as this world is concerned. And sometimes people become so obsessed that they forget their responsibilities. Responsibility of doing their homework. Responsibility of studying for their examinations. Responsibility towards their parents. Responsibility towards their families. Responsibility towards their creator. Salat, tilawat, zikr. So let us not become neglectful. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will value each and every moment of our lives in doing good from now. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.